This year's Democratic primary campaign for Mecklenburg County Sheriff has been a lively one, with a first-term incumbent facing two outspoken challengers. They've criticized the sheriff over his support for the federal immigration enforcement program known as 287G and for eliminating in-person jail visits, as well as for the jail's use of solitary confinement. WFAE's David Borax takes a look at the race.
The Democratic primary for sheriff is a three-way race between current sheriff Irwin Carmichael and challengers Gary McFadden and Antoine Ensley, and 287G has been one of the big issues. Ensley and McFadden both say they'd like to end the county's agreement with ICE. McFadden says the program has soured the relationship between immigrants and police.
Because victims will not come forward to testify or even give me their information about crimes. Witnesses who probably witnessed many of my murders, these people are scared.
The program started in 2006 under former Sheriff Jim Pendergraf. Carmichael says it's still needed to identify foreign-born suspects.
It's about knowing who is in this community and also who is in our jail. And the only way to know this is through this federal database.
But Carmichael's other challenger, Antoine Ensley, disputes that.
That's just not a true statement. I can't tell you how many times I have arrested people in this community where I did not know their identity. I eventually got their identity. There's nothing in that agreement that says that the sheriff needs this agreement to identify people.
All three candidates have had careers in and around law enforcement and the justice system. Carmichael is a retired Charlotte firefighter. While a firefighter, he joined the sheriff's office as a volunteer reserve officer. Eventually, he came on part-time to train other officers and run crime prevention workshops. After retiring from the fire department, he made captain in the sheriff's office in 2013. He was elected sheriff in 2014. He says his experience sets him apart.
You know, it's being in the office. I mean, I have worked in the sheriff's office since 1986, where no one else has.
Ensley is a former CMPD officer and police chief in the town of Fletcher near Asheville. He's making his third run for sheriff. He lost to Carmichael in the 2014 Democratic primary, 53% to 47%. He works as a human resources officer for the city of Charlotte. McFadden grew up in rural South Carolina and came to Charlotte to attend Johnson C. Smith University. He then worked 36 years with CMPD, including 20 in the homicide unit. He had a reality TV show called I Am Homicide on the cable network Innovation Discovery. McFadden and Ensley also disagree with Carmichael's decision to end in-person jail visits and replace them with video calls. Ensley says there's a place for video.
It may be a great tool. I say tool, but it should not be the predominant way in which people visit their loved ones.
Likewise, McFadden says he'd bring back in-person visits, but keep the video option. Carmichael defends the change, saying the old policy did not guarantee people visits. With video, family members can call whenever and as often as they want. Two calls a week are free, then there's a fee.
Your loved one is able to see inside your house. They're able to see inside their homes. They're able to see the pictures on the walls, the family members, which you come down here, it was not guaranteed.
The two challengers also want to reform the jail's longtime practice of putting violent prisoners in solitary confinement. McFadden says those prisoners should get professional help.
If you have a person who needs to be isolated from the rest of the population, putting that person in a cell without help, you're not helping the person. You're just prolonging the problem.
McFadden and Ensley have not made as big a deal out of another issue, Carmichael's plan to raise money with a raffle of firearms, including assault-style rifles. But other groups have. Carmichael says he has a lot of Second Amendment fans among his supporters and did a similar raffle in 2014. But 3 days before this year's drawing, a gunman killed 17 people at a school in Parkland, Florida.
It just took 1 second to make a decision. We're not doing this.
Do you envision doing it again, or?
No, never see it again.
The primary is an important one. With no Republicans running, whoever wins the May 8th vote will be the next Mecklenburg sheriff. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.